Oh my God, this is gonna kill me. I'm at 5,999. That's where it's sitting right now. I need one more victim to push it to 6,000. And then we're
Wow.
fucking, bro,
Wow.
that's,
That's a
yeah,
lot.
that's a lot.
That's a lot from last year.
Yeah,
That's
that's a lot.
a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, what the fuck is going on,
I think
man?
they're waiting for the shoe to drop and they're saying, hey, he's mellowed out too much.
Yeah. What is it? We're wait. Yeah. They're waiting. Like, oh, sure, everything's good now. But you don't see the guy off in the corner behind the door. We can see him. You can't see him. Is that what this is? Fuck. Shit.
You haven't heard from your wife either?
No, but I did. All right, I admit it. I may or may not have fired off a text.
I love the text you fired up. You suck.
Yeah, it wasn't. Oh, let's fucking do whatever. I listen. This is what happened. Now that she's sitting here, and I want you to know, I recorded an hour on all of this, right? And I wasn't gonna put it out because I'm like, she listens to this fucking show, right? It's not like normal people, like, oh, I do a podcast on the side or whatever. They're like, yeah, cool, go do that. I don't give a fuck, right? You could be talking about whatever, but no, she listens. So, if I'm gonna bring a beef to the air, right? I gotta do like Busta said. Next time you got a problem with me, man, address me before you make shit a public issue, homie. That's what he said, right? So now I'm thinking, like, I can't just air this out and not, like, I gotta tell her partially what I'm gonna, I can't go bar for bar what I'm gonna say, but I could give her the roundabout
The
cliff notes.
roundabout.
Yeah.
The clean version of what he said.
But this is how it started, man. Listen. I know what I look like, okay? I don't need everybody to rub it in, all right? I know I'm way past my rookie card. I understand. I'm like, you know what? I'll compare what I used to look like to what I look like now is Michael Jordan on the Bulls, Michael Jordan in baseball. That's where I'm in the baseball twilight of my career in the moment, but I don't think I'm coming back for a second wind, man. I don't know. It's gonna be hard to recover from this. But the point is this. We were drinking, yeah.
Yeah,
Which you're not supposed to do.
it's never a good
It's
sign.
never a good sign. And for this trip, we didn't go to Mexico, Jose. Olé.
We went to
We
Scotland.
went to Scotland. Get in my belly. That's all I know. I think he was Scottish. I hope he was. Kilts. That's it. That's all I know. Rain, kilts, and Guinness. That's it. That's it. So, yeah. We had some Scottish fucking
Whiskey.
whiskey, right? Which is supposed to be the creme de la creme, the cream of the crop. It smells like fucking Southern Comfort.
Cream of the crop gave me heartburn for days.
Yeah, it did. Yo, those don't that shit hits different too, but the point is this. She sits in front of my face and she says to me, she laughs first. Just like that. And she says,
Options.
"Option, what options do you got?" And then she hit me with one of those. And I was like, fuck you. I got options. Don't sit here and act like I can't. I'm like, yo, you know what? This just went from a joke to a fight.
Real fast.
Real, like, I have to. This has to be a fight now. Because if it's not, then I'm just submitting to the fact that I'm busted now. Right? Like, I can't get options, bro. Come on, man.
Oh my God. So I decide I'm not fighting this battle. It went from a joke to serious real fast. And I'm gonna go sleep in the other room.
Bro, that's what you want to talk about. Do you want, you know, That pissed me off more than you don't have options. She starts to fight because she knows. Bro, I don't care who you are. Somebody laughs at you. She
push the button.
Don't say it.
Keep a straight face.
I told her what you just did just now when you did that. That's the equivalent of like if I pulled my pants down and you went, "Oh,
it's so cute."
That's the same. It's the same. You just did that to me on a social level though. Not like I won the first round and went down hard in the second. That's no good. Can't have that. So, you know, yeah.
He threw all my stuff at the room.
Bro, I was pissed. I said, oh, okay, cool. You want to sleep in the other room? Cool. I'm not doing this with you. Oh, all right.
Be quiet. I'm trying to watch Walking Dead.
Bro, you know every... She could fucking... She could draw the Come on, man. You know what I'm trying to say. The storyboard. She can storyboard this fucking show. How many times she's seen it? Carl!
Quiet. I can't hear it.
Bro, I took all her shit. I said, cool. You want to sleep in the other room? Now you got no reason to come back in here. The ball's on me. This is your house.
The ball's on me? I came back 5 minutes later to grab my wallet.
Bro.
I had a cigarette in it.
Bro! Dickhead. But whatever. That's fine. And she stole the last of the soda. Didn't even say nothing. Yeah. Fucking scumbag. If I did that...
There'd be war.
Bro, double standard again. She would have kicked that door in. I would have been hiding like that bitch in The Shining in the bathroom. No! Hide! Yo, she would have come and get me.
Oh my god. I didn't come in here saying, oh, you're going to go get cigarettes now in the morning. I didn't do that.
No, she didn't do that. Nope. But what she did do is she waited for me to go to the store and come back. Then she storms in here, tried it with a dirty look on her face. She go, can I have a cigarette? Like that, and I just point to the direction of where they are. And she grabs him, and then she slams the door behind her. Fuck you still.
I didn't slam the door. The window was open.
Fuck you still. Even though I'm taking your shit. Fuck you, but I'm taking your shit. That's right. Don't forget. Pay the toll, motherfucker. That's what this is. Pay the toll, motherfucker. I'm like, you know what? Whatever. Right? And then, to icing on the cake, cherry on top, whatever you want to say. She leaves and don't even say goodbye. She says nothing. Like, I at least want, fuck you, I'm leaving, right? You better fucking be here or you better not be here when I get, but whatever it is. I want something. Give me something. She fucking
play
just...
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
She just fucking leaves. I'm like, bro, what an asshole. Who does that? Right? Then when she comes home from work, she has the balls to open the door and go, hello? As if to say, like, oh, so I come home and you don't greet me when I come in the door? So, bitch, you didn't say goodbye. Fuck you. I'm like, I'm in here like a child. Like, she didn't say goodbye to me. I'm not saying hi to her.
You're fucking ridiculous. I gotta go. I gotta piss really bad.
Yeah. Would you like something to eat? Or not yet?
Not yet.
Because you got some time still.
I know.
But you are eating before you leave this house. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Something.
Yep. You first.
I did.
Oh, man. Dude.
Do you go hot water?
No. I didn't even shower yet. What are you talking about? There's no way she's talking to me. Are you talking to me? I'm the only one here. right? Did you make it to that part of the movie? Because I almost didn't. I'm sorry, I think that is one of the fucking most slowest films ever created in cinema history, Taxi Driver is. I'm not saying it isn't, you know, and it's scored like a fucking porno, dude. That's a movie you gotta watch when nobody's home, like a guilty pleasure, because everybody's gonna think you're jerking off in the other room, you know? I had to turn it off, I got subconscious. Like, it sounds like a fucking porn is about to break out any second. Fuck. Jesus. Anyway, I did a fucking deal last night, dude. I did a thing yesterday. My sister is the shit. I just want to say that. So she hits me up like last week, whatever it is. I have no concept of time. Right. And she's like, hey, I got a surprise for you. I'm like, oh shit. I don't really care for surprises, right? This is not great. What could this be? And she goes, you know, I got tickets to the fucking Devil's game. I'm like, bro, shut your fucking lying mouth right now. Don't play with my heart, woman. Don't play with my heart. Right? No, but she does. For real. She does. She did. She got fucking tickets, bro. So we're going to the fucking game. I'm like, dude, this is gonna be fucking sick. I've never been to a hockey game. When I was a child, small child, they brought us to a Yankee game, right? And I remember, the only thing I remember about it was getting into the stadium, seeing how big it was, and remembering that to be sort of a bummer, kind of. Like, this is so big, I feel like I can't even enjoy what I'm watching. And then also, they lost. So I'm like, well, there's nothing worse than going to a game for the first time and watching the team that you show up to see lose. That has to be, in my professional opinion, is one of the worst sporting fucking outings I could think of, dude. Right? So that kind of killed it for me. But this fucking hockey business, I have some beefs. But I don't want to start there. Matter of fact, well, anyway, let me fucking continue on with the story here. Because in typical fashion, look, we show up late for everything. If they say we're doing, if my brother says we're doing a deal, like we're going, we're leaving, we're out at 11 o'clock. Right? Whatever that means. Let's just pick an hour. Let's say we're out at 11 o'clock. We're going to leave at 11 at night and we're going to go up to, you know, wherever we're going. That means we're probably going to be going around like 12. You know what I mean? Like an hour, hour and a half after whatever scheduled time. That's when we're going to be. So game starts at 7:30. Right? And my sister hits me up at like 2 and says that my brother is going to be here to get me around like 5. So I'm like, okay. It's like an hour and a half drive to get there, roughly, from where I'm at. I believe it's called Big Bud. Give it a Google. I guess I have to look it up still. I'm pretty sure it's an indica, though. Anyway. So, Ling Ling says he'll be here at 5. So then I hit him up. around 5 something. And I'm like, hey, you know, Ling Ling said you'd be here. Just so you know, I'm ready to go. Like, so in other words, when you pull up, I'm ready to hop in the car, dude. I'm not going to be stalling. Like, oh, let me hit the bathroom. I got to get dressed. Let me grab my shit. No, 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 no. The bag is packed. I'm ready to fucking move. And I know what you're thinking, bro. Like, you're going to a fucking thing. What are you packing a bag for? Okay, and it sounds deeper than it is. The only purpose for the bag is because I don't have large enough pockets to fit the things that I need to bring with me. Here's the essentials. I'm bringing a few bottles of water, right? You gotta have that. Wherever you're going, you gotta bring the hydration with you, because you never know if you're gonna be stranded in a fucking situation, the car breaks down, something could happen. You gotta be fucking prepared, dude. Right, so you got the backup water in the backpack. I got my inhaler. I got my wallet. Fucking, yeah. That's it. That's it. I just bring the bag because it's easier than shoving all that shit in my pocket and forgetting something. So, that's what that is. So anyway, we're on our way down there. He's like, I'm going to be there more like, probably 6 o'clock. Remember, drop is like 7:30. We're going to be late. But I knew that going in. I was only thing on my mind, and I know I'm a bad American, but the only thing on my mind was, as long, I don't care when we get, if we're late, you know, because I'm hoping to miss the national anthem. That's all I want to do. I don't care. Ah, oh, we didn't even go to, I forgot. We were supposed to go to guest relations or whatever so we could get our deals, because they give you a fucking deal when you go to your first game. It's like a thing or whatever. I'm a nerd. I like that shit. You know, I think that'd be pretty cool. So I gotta go back and get one of those, man. Especially for what they're charging this fucking joint, bro. I'm taking whatever you're giving me. You hear me? Fuck that. But anyway, so we wind up. Newark is fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. And I hate it. I hate it. I don't. The traffic patterns, everything about it is fucking insanity. It's nuts. I don't understand why it looks the way that it does. I don't get it. Talk about top prospects in the NHL don't want to sign a contract with the Devils. No shit. Have you looked around in Newark lately? I was there last night. Bro, these people are coming from fucking, you know, like Switzerland and places like that where it's fucking like nice, you know? I don't think that they have. I don't know. I've only seen like Discovery Channel footage, but I don't think those people have cities the way that we have cities out here. They don't. I don't know. Maybe they do. I just kind of picture everybody is in like a fucking little troll cottage out there or something. I don't know how they live, dude. I'm super ignorant. Leave me alone. Oh, fuck. So, anyway, dude, we go down there. Oh, but, bro, by the way, they're fucking, they clip you for everything. And I know that's the deal, but it's very upsetting because y'all make it impossible for this to be a thing for people to fucking do, like, on a regular basis, unless you really have money to burn. Which is very unfortunate, because I love this team, man. Like, if I can get corny for a second, dude, New Jersey doesn't have, we don't have shit. We don't have shit, dude. The fucking Blue Claws. What the fuck is that? Minor league baseball. Who cares about, nobody cares about that, dude. Nobody cares about that. You know what the fucking deal is, bro. It's football, basketball, and that's all people want to talk about. Now, all of a sudden, we got these fucking hipsters, yeah, coming out and being like, oh, soccer's the shit. Motherfucker, since when? Since fucking when? I don't want to hear all this bandwagon jumping bullshit nonsense, motherfucker. When I was coming up, it was football, basketball, hockey, and every other sport can go fuck itself. That was the end of the conversation, dude. End of the fucking conversation. Wasn't no soccer, really. Hardcore sports fanatics were into soccer. But, like, if you were into soccer when I was coming up, bro, you really were into sports, like, for real. You were ahead, dude. You know, not like... But, anyway, there's another point. It's fucked up, dude. Right? Like, and I know this, everybody's complaint, like, well, whatever it is, you know, necessary evils, whatever. Bro, we got hit with three fucking toes, two, three toes on the way to the fucking place, right? Then you get to the joint and they're clipping you $40 for fucking parking, son. We're gonna be here for maybe 2 hours, bro. Maybe 2 hours. And you're clipping me $40 for parking, guy? That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. But I get it. I get it. It's a fucking business. I get it, it's a fucking business, but come on, bro. So now already, we haven't even, like, ticket price aside, we're already looking at, rounded up, not including gas, $50. And that's just tolls and parking. Never mind the ticket costs and the fucking food and beverages costs, which I'm gonna get to that. And for all my complaints, shit, fucking elephant, man. God damn it. I got too into what I was saying and I took the rookie hit. There's a certain way you gotta hit this bowl if you don't want the fucking back drive. You know, I'm a firefighter all of a sudden. Give me a second, hold on. That one hurt. For all of the bitching that I'm gonna do, I will say, overall, I had a good time. And I was very surprised. Actually, extremely surprised at how calm and relaxed this environment was, dude. Now, I'm going to say, I don't know if it would have felt that way if we were in the playoffs and this was a Rangers game, maybe it wouldn't have been so relaxed. But I really was surprised. There was a lot more Pittsburgh Penguin fans that came out with their gear on and fucking, you know what, bro? Shout out to them fucking savage animals, man. Because you gotta have a set of balls on you to walk into my fucking spot wearing rival shit. And not for nothing, but it's a fucking trip to get out there from anywhere, dude. And I live in Jersey. The Penguins play in Pittsburgh somewhere, dude. Pennsylvania. I don't know where. It's not my bag. I didn't pack that. So I'm not concerned about all that. I couldn't tell you, but shout out to all them people, because there was a bunch of them, a lot more than I thought there would be. And you know what? Also, those are the real fucking Pittsburgh Penguin fans, because they're not really doing too hot right now. You know what I mean? They've been up and down in the beginning of the season. But not that my team is in a position for me to be bad mouthing any other team. Fuck the Rangers anyway. On principle, I don't give a shit that they're first. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck them. Fuck them and the Hudson River. That's how I fucking feel, dude. And every boat that floats on it. How about that? That's how I fucking feel. Since you want to be dicks about it. But I respect Wayne Gretzky. I got to get that out of the way. Right? I'm not an asshole. I just, you know, your fucking organization has a lot of dickhead fans. Not all of them. I have to say that I met a couple of cool Ranger fans. I can't lie and say that they don't exist because they do. But it's my job. You know, obviously, I'm on the other side. I have to say fuck them because they say fuck me. That's how it goes. But it was really relaxed, dude. Surprised. You know, I was expecting shit to be crazy because, you know, I know how these football games get wild, bro. People fighting all the time. So I was kind of expecting to see, you know, people screaming and yelling and getting crazy, but no, surprisingly, like, there was a couple of Pittsburgh fans that showed up with Devils fans, so I guess they're down or whatever, so that works, and I guess that kind of sets the tone to be like, you know, let's not get fucking ridiculous in here, right? Like, it's all supposed to be in good fun. We're not gladiators out for blood here, you know what I mean? But there was a fight that almost broke out last night during the game on the ice. But I'm saying, man, that shit got broken up real quick. But, man, dude, don't, bro. Our guys are not for all of that. I hope you know that, dude. Like, they're going to square up with you. I don't know why they're trying to play my boys. Like, they're not going to fucking square up. They're good. Bro, you're going to get hurt. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself, bro. We got some junkyard dogs, dude. We don't. See, a lot of people, I think, are quick to be like, this team is soft. It's not that they're soft, bro. They just don't play dirty like that. And it seems like they only really try to be fighting. I mean, arguably, you could argue against that, I suppose, if you watch the games this season. There are a couple of hits that Brendan Smith did or whatever, you know. Some people will say whatever they want, but, you know, it is what it is. It's cool when their team is playing dirty, but that's how it goes. What are you going to do? Fuck, dude. It's crazy. It's sad. Now we're going to go back to bitching for a second. But it's about the shit that you would expect me to bitch about. Damn, hold on a second. Shit. Sorry, I had to pause for the cause for a second.
Pause for...
That's right. She walked in here naked, and I'm like, I can't concentrate on what I'm doing right now, dude. I gotta stop. They tell you, man, stop and smell the roses, right? Hey, we're only young, but so long. I'm gonna stop and enjoy this view real quick, man. Right? I'm about to be 40 soon, bro. Who knows? Right? Never know, bro. I could get over that hill. Gravity could kick in. My balls will fall a couple more inches. And she might be like, hey, I'm not into pendulums, man. The fuck out of here. So, yeah. I don't want to live under the shadow of the axe, sir. Jesus. I don't know what these fucking guys were... Bro, y'all are out of your minds, dude. I'm telling you. Whatever. I tell her all the time, bro. I don't know what... How? How do you leave this at home and go out? How? How? I don't understand it. You know, I don't... Whatever. You do you, boo-boo. Right? Their law is my gain. Who am I to argue? Still, though, I don't get it. Ugh. Please.
Question you have to ask them, not me.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be having a round table anytime soon. I think I'd be the only one that'd show up.
Oh, man. I'd show up just to bust balls. Push the buttons! Oh, now there's more than one button to push.
I'm surprised you haven't taught him that yet.
Push the button?
Yeah.
I've been trying.
Yeah, I figured.
Push the button!
Now, oh, finally! I forgot, almost forgot. I got to derail from the Prudential Center for a second because this is important. He finally said it.
Who?
Quinn finally said, don't shoot. He said it. He said it, so it's been proven I was not bullshitting.
A year and a half later.
But he said it, finally. Finally, he said it.
You fucking came running down them stairs. Slow down, you're gonna fall down the stairs, child! No, you're not yelling at a child to slow down. You're yelling at a middle-aged, not a middle-aged, no. Oh.
I'm getting there. I flew down them stairs, man, because that's a big deal.
Flew down them stairs. For me to go all the way upstairs, and for Quinn to sit on that bed going, I don't know what the fuck this man's talking about.
Yeah, but that's his ball breaking he gets from you. Because it's like, I could say it, but I won't.
I don't feel like that.
But yeah. I want her to think you're crazy. I never said that. This guy's fucking tripping over here, dude. But he did say it. He did say it. He finally said it. So that's important. I wanted to mention that. Because, you know, I don't know. Well, he said it. I heard it. He put his hands up and everything. It was the fucking best. And I wish I would have had it.
What about him walking past the door? I got it.
Yeah. See, there's moments that I wish I could have on recording because I would love
to
watch them back.
Really fucking.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
I regret ever saying that, because now every time he does something that he's not supposed to do, he'll come and get me to show me the evidence, and ta-da! And that's exactly how he does it, too. He puts the emphasis in his voice and everything. And then he's cracking up afterwards because he realized my face being angry is the punchline to the joke. So he's fucking, he's killing himself right here. Yeah, he loves it.
Uh-oh, crop top season.
Oh, shit.
Crop top season and titties out.
Okay. Look out. Titties on aisle 4.
Titties on aisle 12.
Yeah, there they go.
Get your sale now.
It's a can-can sale early, bitch. Here they is.
You're such a dick.
So anyway, I'm gonna bitch about the things you would expect me to bitch about. Parking prices. They were selling alcoholic beverages. What I found interesting was
what they were? Not beer?
On every floor. Like, they have sections, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, so you got ground level, and then up on every floor that you go up, they have, like, obviously, like, little food courts and shit.
Oh, concession stand.
Yeah, but some of them, like, on the floor that we were on, there was a fucking, like, it looked like an open bar. I mean, there was somebody back there, obviously, and they charge you for drinks, but, like, every fucking liquor that you could think of, they have just sitting out there, and you can buy that shit. And like, dude, people are paying. I don't know what the cost of hard liquor was, because I would not drink in a situation like this. But that is more about the seats. We haven't even got to the seats yet. But $15 for a can of hard seltzer, which is basically a wine cooler. So $15 for a wine cooler you're paying. Bro.
Can you see my makeup bag right there?
Hold on.
No, it's in the purse. It's in the purse.
The black thing?
Yeah. And the mirror should be in there.
I know your purse. Things are buried in there. It's like the land of the lost in that fucking thing, dude. You're like, you reach for one thing and you know it's in there, but you'll never find it. You'll find everything else but what you're looking for. But she has the magic touch. She can just reach in there and grab. She knows where it is. She put it there. It's booby trapped. And so if you try to grab something, you know somebody's been in there. It's like when you put tape on your door when you're in a hotel room or something. If it's broken, you know somebody got in.
Yeah, I wonder where I learned that from.
Yeah. I don't know. But so that's the prices inside are fucking wild. $6 for a bottle of water. $6 for a bottle of water, which this was super whack. I had water with me, right? I told you I packed the bag. Now I left the bag in the car with two bottles in it. And I figured let's just bring one. Worst case scenario is I have to throw it out. Best case scenario, I get it past security and we're fucking in, right? So I go through the metal detector and it goes off. I ran my pockets. I have nothing on me except for this bottle of water. The fucking metal detector picked up my bottle of water. And the guy's like, did you empty your pockets completely? I'm like, bro, seriously? I put the water down on the table. He's like, you can't bring that in. I'm like, all right. He's like, all right. I'm like, well, what? Throw it the fuck out, bro. What are we talking about then? And I walk away. Like, bro, I got somewhere to be, dude. I don't know if you're aware, but there's a game on right now. Like, going down to this place, we missed the whole first period. It's done. But it's 1-0 Devils, so we're not losing, right? This is a good sign so far. I'm hoping, because we just took a hot shit in Arizona, that we're not going to get beat the fuck up and at least they can win tonight, which would be awesome because, you know, who wants to watch their team lose? We covered that in the beginning. But still, right? So it's 1-0. We missed the first goal. Who knows what the fuck's going to happen? We show up to the place. I get to the section. It's 108, right? I don't know what this is. We've taken several escalators up and my retard mind has not registered that means that we're high up in the fucking building, right? But we're not in the bleeds. I thought we were in the nosebleeds, but we weren't. The nosebleeds were above us. We were in, like, the midsection, I would say. Like, I was eye level with the fucking Jumbotron thing, dude. Which, honestly, I think looking around in the stadium while we were there, I think those were actually the smartest seats to buy. Because we were up high enough to where you could oversee the entire ice. And you can actually keep an eye on the fucking puck. Which is impossible to do, I feel. Like, when I'm watching on television, I can't keep an eyeball on where that fucking thing is for no money, dude. But in this seat, like, we're high up above it. Like, so, you can see everything, man. Like, we're tucked right behind the left side of the goal, we're right behind there, up to the left, on like second level. And then the third one is above us, and then the ground floor is beneath us. But the way that they have it, where it's extremely steep. So you have the very ground floor right next to the ice, and then every seat above that is elevated in like,
she broke, sir.
What do you mean? That's it? It's done?
I'm not going to be careful with it.
So you could still use it, but it's just not going to hold in there anymore. Yeah. Well, that sucks. I don't know the angle, but what do you think this would be? Like, if it's going up like this. Like, I don't... Yeah, there you go. Motherfucker, my phone's going off. Bro, Boost Mobile's a pain in my dick. What do you mean Take it. Like, I have a voicemail thing, dude, which reminds me, some weird number called me last night from a local, it's a local phone number.
Uh-huh.
But I think it is, like, a fucking WhatsApp number or something, because of the last four digits of it are the same two numbers. That's usually how this shit works, I think. I don't know, I've noticed a bit of a trend here with WhatsApp numbers and shit like that. I don't have that, though. I don't use that shit. I'm not hiding nothing. I don't need to, you know, have Mark Zuckerberg pretend to encrypt my conversations that we both know are just being sold to whatever fucking company is interested in it. Right? If you're having a relationship on the side, Mark Zuckerberg is sending your fucking info to KY, and they're targeting you with ads and shit, however the shit works. Whatever it is they do.
Did you just say KY?
Yep, I did.
This man. Look out, KY Jelly. Here we come.
Yeah. But dude, the seat was high up, so I was freaking out. Like I was losing it because I'm terrified of heights. Like I didn't realize how high up we were right away until I realized, like, oh, you can see. I was like, oh shit, you like we sit down and I haven't it hasn't registered where I'm at yet, right? So I'm watching the game is they're playing. It's like the second period has just started, so we're getting in and sitting down, dude. And I'm like, oh shit, you can see, like, the puck from up here and exactly where it's gonna be at. And then I was like, oh shit, you can see the puck from up here. That means I'm high up. Like, the first thing that went through my mind was the drone thing when you're watching the football games.
Uh-huh.
Like, how they show you the aerial view of it for, like, 3 seconds. That's, like, the view that we had of the rink. It was crazy. But the seats were perfect, not only because you could actually watch where the puck was going, see both goalies, like, everything, but also we were right above the fucking Jumbotron lights. So while they're doing strobe lights and they're deflashing and all that shit that I fucking hate, I'm right above that. I have my sunglasses with me because I thought, you know, they're going to be strobing me and all this type of shit. And my eyes don't do good with that. I don't like that shit. It never used to bother me. But after, I don't know why. Maybe it was, I think it's the hits to the head maybe. But after, like, you know, in my late 20s, man, I started to, like, have an issue with strobe lights and shit like that. I don't what the fuck that's about. I don't know, but it's bad, dude. Can't look at that shit. But luckily for me, didn't have to worry about it because the lights are right underneath us. So we can see, like, every once in a while, it's almost like somebody is grabbing a flashlight and just putting it on your face real quick. So we're getting hit, but not really. So it fucking worked out pretty well. I mean, the setup is wild, dude. The chairs, I wish they were a little bit bigger, dude. Like, I hate to say it, but if you're a little person, these chairs are perfect for you. Or if you're like a child size, bro, you're fucking in, dude. This is like a movie theater seat. But, you know, they are very small. Like, I feel bad for tall guys. I don't know how the fuck these fat dudes fit in these chairs. No wonder why they're always standing up, dancing around and shit, because you can't sit the fuck down. The chair's too small. So, you know, all in, like, the overall experience was good, but the underhanded grabs that they take from you is shitty, and that kind of deters me from wanting to go back. The outrageous cost of parking, the fact that they won't let you bring in a single bottle of fucking water is ridiculous, dude. Like, when I walk into this Prudential Center, everybody is handicap friendly and all that. How about I flash my food stamps card and y'all could just let me take my fucking Poland Springs in here and leave me the fuck alone? Because I can't afford a $6 bottle of water, bro. I'm in here for fucking an hour and a half, tops. You're parking for 2 hours max, dude. Like, periods are 20 minutes apiece. I don't know how much intermission is, even though I sat there in it. Maybe 10 minutes? Something like that. I don't know. It went very fucking fast. Oh, by the way, dude, I am fucking floored at how many rookies attend these games. And what I mean is, when the second period was over, intermission started, everybody's like, all right, let's get food or go to the bathroom, whatever we're going to do. I go out, and there's a shitload of bathrooms in this place, which is also a big plus, and I'm all about that. There's like a bathroom every few feet. So, you know, we're back, I told you, we're in like section 108, right? So then I'm like, all right, let's go to the bathroom, right? I look out, there's people standing. I'm like, there's no way. And I look, and there are lines of 40, 50 people waiting to use the bathroom. And there's, like, gotta be 15 urinals each in these bathrooms. So it's not like there's not a lot. And everybody's standing in line, bro. I just cut all the way down to like section 116, because it was 120 was across from us. So I'm like, rather than stand in this line like a jerk off, I'm just gonna go find a different bathroom, because there's so many on here, there's no way there's a line in every single one of them. Cut down to section 116, there's no fucking line, bro. What are these people doing? I've never been to this place in my life, but Great Adventure taught me everything I know, motherfucker. I gotta say that. I guess there's an advantage to going to amusement parks a lot when you're a kid, because I don't fucking do any of that bullshit. Oh, and by the way, the making fun of me because the small kids will ride the roller coaster and I won't does not shame me. I don't give a fuck.
Don't shame me.
It don't shame me. I don't care. They tried to hit me with that on the way to Jersey City. They were talking about going to Six Flags and riding rides and shit. And Z was talking about coasters. And P was like, oh, so yo, you're going to go on, what was it? Fuck. Some ride that they just did, man. Not the Jokers. It's something like that. Whatever. You're going to go on blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no. He's like, come on, man. Z goes on it. And he's 11 or whatever it is. I go, and? They're like, bro, you're ridiculous. I go, excuse me that I'm not excited to get myself strapped into a seat and flung around on metal at 90 miles an hour. That's just not my idea of a good time. And everybody is laughing at me like, dude, you know what? Enjoy. Y'all have laughed at me my whole life. My father looked me dead in the face, I swear to God, because I wouldn't ride the Scream Machine in Six Flags, if anybody's old enough to remember that fucking coaster that I don't think exists anymore. American Scream Machine, you can look that up, and fuck you, I'm not doing it.
Fuck you,
He said, this motherfucker looked me dead in my face and said, you a pussy, because you won't ride it, but get that from your mom. You motherfucker. You know what? I hope your roller coaster gets stuck and you're upside down. Fuck you. Get that from my mother, please, bro. Who the fuck? Oh, please. Please. You know how bad I wanted to look at him and be like, and I got this foot from you and I'm gonna shove it right up your ass, right? Like, some shit that he would say to me, give it back to him and be like, I got this from you, fuck you back. You know, fucking dickhead. But, whatever. That stupid motherfucker got stuck on a Ferris wheel all the way at the top and had to climb down with a ladder from the fire department. So,
cry.
Yeah. So, you know what, buddy? Now you know. Now you know. Where was all that tough talk then when you were climbing down the fucking ladder with the firefighters, 911? Where was it then, William Shatner? You weren't so tough then, were you? Yeah, now it's not. Now it's not so outrageous to be afraid of heights, is it? Because you realize how fucked you are when you're up there. Because that's what it is, pal. That's what it is. If something happens, you're fucking. You have no shot. You're not going to sprout wings. You know, gravity is not going to all of a sudden just not apply to you so you don't splat and hit the ground, dude. Fuck out of here. If I'm on the ground, at least I have the chance to try to move out of the way. I'm not saying I'm going to be successful in doing it, but at least I could try. You're fucked in the air, dude. You're done for. There's nothing that you could do except fall to your death and realize how helpless and squishy you are. That's it. Top of the food chain. Not when you're falling off a building, you're not. You about to hit the bottom of it. Yeah, you about to hit the bottom of the food chain real fucking quick when them turkey vultures are picking at your dead ass. Get the fuck out of here. Those ugly sons of bitches. I don't know if you have them where you live, but man, they look like fucking pirate turkeys, those goddamn things. Yeah, like they've been on the ship for 20 years drinking whiskey and eating crackers, you know, and then they come to land like, oh, we gotta figure this thing out. Let's go raid some garbage cans, you know, they're the fucking raccoons of the air, these things. Raccoons of the air. Yep. These savage bastards. I watched them. They pulled a fucking grown deer off of the middle of the road and dragged like 8 of them bitches. They I didn't watch them lift it up and helicopter it over, but I have to imagine it was a team effort because there was like 8 of them bitches over there just tearing it apart. They took it off of the highway and brought it onto the side of the road so they could eat it. Crazy. It's wild. The shit you see when you go outside. So I don't know, man. I'm saying, overall, like, if I had a choice, if I had the money, I should say, I would go with a ground seat because of my fear of heights. However, for enjoyment of watching the game, I think that the higher up seats are better off so you can see everything. Like, if you really want to be able to enjoy it, I think the seats that we had were fucking perfect. And they weren't the... Yeah, the prices weren't outrageous for the seats that we had. I would imagine the ones on the ground floor have to be insane. They have to be...
You have to be cold down there.
Probably, I'm going to say, I'm guessing, I haven't looked it up, but I'm going to guess it's got to be like $150, $250 yeah. For like a floor seat. Here, pass me that, please. It has to be. But still, I mean, outside of the outrageous prices, dude, it was cool. I wish that it wasn't such a crazy fucking city that it was surrounded by. Because there's a lot going on, traffic is nuts. Like, I could never personally drive through that place. I'd have to have somebody do it. It's too crazy. People drive too nuts. I wouldn't be comfortable. But that's just me. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it if you can be comfortable in those types of situations. So I got the first game. I got to go to my first game. It's in the books. Check it off the bucket list. I don't like the way that looks. So I'm gonna rinse it out and do it over. Because I can't tell what the consistency is. Fucking expensive. But it was good. I mean, it was good for a game. I definitely would not go to a concert there because of the how tiny the seats are. I definitely, and they're way too elevated. People get fucking crazy. You know, that would freak me out too much. The guy in front of me was killing me, jumping out of his chair and shit. I'm like, bro, you don't even realize, like, how quickly you could fucking go over with your drunk self. Oh, my God. It's fucking crazy, dude. But I'm glad that I went. It was cool to knock it off of the bucket list, and I appreciate that I was able to go. Because if I was left to my own devices, I don't think I would have got there anytime soon. I would recommend going to a game, definitely. But, I don't know, man. I personally, I'm not down to pay $6 for a bottle of water, bro. No fucking way, dude. That's for somebody else to do. That ain't gonna be... Mm-mm. I can't justify that. I can't. It's crazy. I can't. Bro. It's too much. So now I can't... If they up and leave like the Nets left because they complained and nobody came to watch the games... It's because of how much they fucking cost, bro. You want people to come out, you gotta lower your fucking prices. I understand, you know, inflation, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter, dude. Figure it out. Figure it the fuck out, bro. Where there's a will, there's a way, right? That's what they fucking tell me. If I can stretch my money how I do, I think you can find a way, man. I think it's possible. Maybe one less Ferrari or whatever the fuck is expensive nowadays. I wouldn't know. I don't keep up with the Joneses, man. This is top quality content right here. Making tea, Walter White. Bro, this cat sounds like an old woman. Listen to her. It's in heat. You heard that? Sounds like an old woman yelling. And the cat sounds like an old lady. So I don't know, man. That's a great memory to have. It was an awesome night to go out. It's way too much money, but if you're willing to deal with all that, it's worth going at least once just to fucking feel the excitement in there. Like, Bro, the way the sound bounces off in that place, the guy's hitting goals, it sounded like Punch-Out. The sound like comes around the stadium and then to us, it's wild how it's crazy. It sounds exactly like it does on the fucking radio, but you're there in person. Like, I don't know how they do it, man. That
did
shit
you
is.
Miss your commentary, guys?
I did. They had them playing in the bathroom, which I thought was cool. So, like, if you get up to take a piss, you're not missing nothing. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I can't let this end like this. There's one thing. I feel so stupid.
Oh.
Because my brother and sister both asked me, because I am the, you know, resident Devils fan in the building. You know, every time the Devils score a goal, they got the, woo, they do that shit. Well, apparently, I guess when they win, or I don't know why, but for some reason, they did that, and then they started playing a video of Ric Flair from 1986. They got clips from Ric in 1986. Like, I'm the basic, I'm the shit. Go fuck your mothers. Woo! Well, basically, the whole thing. It's like a promo for Ric Flair. And they lean over. They lean over and they go, why? I don't know.
I don't know.
So we have to. We have to figure this out.
I don't know. They're looking at you like, why?
Why? I'm like, but you know, like, they didn't say why, like, this is terrible. Like, everybody loves it. They're like, I don't know why or what he has to, like, is he from Jersey? I don't understand. So I gotta look up this. Why is, like, I don't even know how would you word it.
Hey, Siri. Is Ric Flair from New Jersey?
Ric Flair was born Frank Phillips on February 25th, 1949, in Memphis, Tennessee, to Luther and Olive Phillips.
See? What?
This is from biffamousevehicle.com.
So where's the connection? And can you ask her what the connection is between Ric Flair and the New Jersey Devils? See if she knows.
Hey, Siri. What's the connection between Ric Flair and the New Jersey Devils?
The threats of legal action caused a rift between Flair and his daughter Charlotte, who was Lynch's on-screen nemesis at the time. Lynch responded to the actions by asserting that she still liked Flair.
What did they pull up?
Flair transferred the rights to the man nickname and gimmick to WWE in May 2020. This answer is from Wikipedia.
Thanks, man. You didn't help us. I gotta ask somebody the fucking... You know what? I'm gonna have to just get killed...
In the comments.
And ask people online, like... Where's the... I've been familiar with this team since the early 90s, right? But I don't ever... And I love Ric Flair. Like, I came up in the Attitude Era, man. Suck it, dude. Come on, bro. Suck it. Come on. That was the... Come on. The oddities, come on, man. All that. Why do you think I fuck with... Stop. Why do you think I fuck with ICP, really, dude? Like, come on, man. That and because they're whacked out, be honest. Because you're whacked and they're whacked. That's why. It wasn't the music that drew me in. It was the mental illness. Like, oh, so you guys are fucking mentally ill like me. So if I fuck with this shit, I could find other people that are like that. And eventually, maybe find some answers, nay, nay. But, you know... You gotta do that, though, so that you can learn to gauge what your level of crazy is, right? Because I thought I was fucking completely out to lunch, and then I saw somebody that really was
out
to lunch. Fucking time card waving around. They don't give a shit, man. Gone fishing. It's over.
Lights on, nobody's home. The governor's back.
Ugh.
I hate governor. He sucks. Hey, governor.
Hold on. Yeah, there it is. All right, it's a pump up video. Why? What happened? I can't believe this is so difficult. They robbed, I think they robbed it from somebody else, dude. Fuck. Dude, I don't understand what the connection is. Whatever, I gotta ask somebody. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Yeah, there it is. Where's this person?
He tried to give me where it expired.
Here we go. Let's see if we get the answer. I'm not signing in nowhere. Just want to read the answers. Nope, we don't have one. Cool. Appreciate it. So, I don't know why, but I can show you the video. They have it on the YouTube.
They have it on YouTube.
Yeah, so I'll pause this to show you real quick.